It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Jaden Rashada has committed to the University of Georgia after being a Florida commit, and their NIL went crazy. Caleb, what do you make of Rashada being back in the SEC after going out west to Arizona?
Arizona State, yes. Jaden Rashada had decommitted from Florida because Florida couldn't afford to pay him, but they promised the NIL. Then went to Arizona State for a year. Now he's at Georgia. I have a lot of thoughts on this because this, Dave, is very weird to me. And I'm going to tell you why it's very weird. Georgia has what we might call the NIL discount, right? Where players are committing to play for Kirby Smart for less. So they're not, Georgia's not outbidding people for backups in the NIL market. Is that fair to say? They're not throwing all that money at players.
Fair. I think they're probably the one program out there in football that I think that they're closest to being able to offer the Nick Saban discount.
Right. So I think the big thing for Jaden Rashada and Georgia is the reason it stands out to me is they're not offering money per se. They're not offering money per se. They're offering something else. And Georgia has Carson Beck. They have Carson Beck. They also have Gunnar Stockton as their backup quarterback. Why would Jaden Rashada commit there if they're not offering him a lot of money and he would be the third string quarterback there, have to compete for the second string quarterback job? This tells me that Georgia's not very high on Gunnar Stockton.
Well, it tells me they don't think Stockton can play, period.
Yeah, exactly. It also tells me that Jaden Rashada is not some NIL diva that we all thought he was. He's mentally tougher than we thought. He's willing to go compete for a starting job to play at. He's willing to go compete to play at Georgia without the NIL money. Quarterback with that type of mentality.
Well, no. Wait. Carson Beck's just showing off a Lamborghini. It's not act like there's no NIL
Carson
money.
Beck earned that Lamborghini with his play. He didn't get that Lamborghini before he started. There is a Georgia football is you're getting your NIL money after you prove yourself because they're so loaded with talent.
Okay, but you don't think Kirby Smart could look at this Stockton kid and say he can't play. Let's go out and get a quarterback. And the Jaden Rashada guy is perfect because he got burned by Florida. He wants to come back. He wants to play in the SEC. Go get him. He could make that happen.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I guess what I'm saying is that it's interesting that Rashada committed because I guarantee you he probably got better NIL offers elsewhere. And he chose Georgia. He wanted the competition at Georgia. And I'm saying that kind of stands out to me. And I think, one, this is such a hilarious snub to Florida if you're for Georgia fans. But the other part is I think this is scary for the SEC. Georgia is loaded as is. Now they're not going to have any issues at quarterback going forward. And I think Jaden is a very I think Georgia now has multiple options at quarterback after Carson Beck. They don't be surprised, Dave, if Jay Rashada moves his way into the... Say Carson Beck gets hurt next year for whatever reason. I think Rashada might start over Gunnar Stockton now in 2023 or 2024, excuse me, if that happened.
I will go ahead and tell you, if both healthy, there is no way Jaden Rashada does not start above Stockton.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So they did not go get Rashada to back up Stockton or fill up the Gatorade containers.
And how weird is that? We've talked about this in the era of the...
No, it's going to happen, Caleb. If you want to tie it in to get it local, it's going to happen to a Merklinger or a McIntyre. Just do the numbers. Only one guy can play at a time. Only one quarterback can play at a time.
But that's where I meant. Georgia is going to have three scholarship quarterbacks on their roster that are quarterbacks many college teams would like to build around. You usually only get two of those guys. And Georgia has three. Which is crazy. We just talked about the SEC quarterback rooms yesterday, and we thought Georgia might be number one. And now they just added Jaden Rashada.
Yeah, I mean, and what, here's the way you handle Stockton. It's perfect. Give Kirby Smart a lot of credit. You don't want to give him credit. I understand that. But give Stockton an awful lot of credit. I'm sorry, give Smart an awful lot of credit for going to Stockton. He knows that he can't get. Why is Jaden Rashada perfect? Because he knows he can't get an SEC quarterback in the transfer portal, the spring transfer portal. That's against SEC rules. So he goes and gets a guy that's SEC worthy, and that's pretty darn smart. The question is, are we underselling Kirby Smart when it comes to the transfer portal? Your thoughts, Caleb, brought to you by Ray Varner Ford.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Tell me I'm wrong, Caleb.
No, you're absolutely right. Kirby Smart is being very much underestimated in the transfer portal and just as a recruiter in general. This era is not the era where it's in this era of the transfer portal in NIL, Kirby Smart has players taking NIL discounts to compete for a backup job. That is incredible. I get Georgia's won two national championships in a row, but we said that the Nick Saban era of building a factory, remember Dave, we said that wouldn't happen anymore in the age of NIL and the transfer portal. And Kirby Smart literally is doing that right now still. It hasn't faced him at all. And this is very... Jaden Rashada is a proxy, or that is a microcosm of just how scary it is of what Georgia is able to do. They're able to get kids to take NIL discounts to be backups for Kirby Smart. That is scary. I didn't think that would be possible. So if they can do it with Jaden Rashada, they can do it at so many other positions. And again, Jaden Rashada... this speaks to his mental toughness. He wants the SEC competition. He wants the competition to start. He's not running from it, and he's also willing to sit behind Carson Beck.
And then our poll question, who do you trust most in the transfer portal? Does it tie in here? It absolutely does. Kim Caldwell, Lady Vols head coach, gets 15% of the vote. Rick Barnes, basketball coach, gets 56% of the vote. Josh Heupel, football coach, gets 29% of the vote. So are you telling me, based off the two analytics that you're giving me, is that Kirby Smart is smart because he's able to go get a top flight SEC-like quarterback without the restrictions of transferring during the spring portal, so he's smarter than we think, and Josh Heupel is not as smart as Rick Barnes in the transfer portal? Is this going to be... modus operandum, did I say that right? Is this going to be the regular run of things in which Kirby Smart best Josh Heupel in the transfer portal? Is he is he a better transfer portal coach, Kirby Smart, than Josh Heupel?
I think Josh Heupel, yes, but because of who Georgia is. See, the thing is, Josh Heupel has to evaluate talent a little more than Kirby Smart, because Kirby Smart doesn't have to evaluate anything at Georgia. He can just get the best guys. Josh Heupel...
but he built that. You're selling him short, aren't you?
He built that. He didn't build that in the portal. He built that through recruiting.
Right. But he built it.
Yes, he did build it through recruiting. Now he's got Georgia. So he deserves that credit. Josh Heupel, one, I don't think it's possible to ever build that level at Tennessee. I've talked about that in the past. I thought Tennessee, Georgia, LSU, and Ohio State are the only places that it's possible to do that. And Kirby Smart did it, and that's fine. I think Josh Heupel has to evaluate a little more, and he's not the best talent evaluator. Okay, and so I think he gets a little more desperate.
I'm just going to ask the question right now on our YouTube page, and I want people to vote. Who is the better transfer portal coach? Is it Kirby Smart or Josh Heupel? Because you can give Kirby Smart a lot of things. You can say he's the better defensive coach. You can say he's the better high school recruiter. You can say he's the more proven program builder. You can go on and on and on. But the great equalizer was supposed to be NIL and was supposed to be the transfer portal. So if Josh Heupel isn't a better transfer portal coach and NIL coach than Kirby Smart, then how do you ever catch him?
Oh, you're never catching Kirby Smart. That you can't catch Kirby Smart at Georgia.
That's a very defeatist attitude. If you can't catch Kirby Smart, then what are we all doing this for?
Well, Dave, we've talked about this before. Better jobs. Georgia is a permanently better job than Tennessee. It just is. Tennessee fans don't want to hear that from me. It is.
You would have said, though, that Duke was a better job than Gonzaga in men's basketball. And now basketball's it's at least not, debatable.
Basketball's not the same. Basketball is 100% a reflection of the head coach, wherever they are at the time.
Why is one sport different, though, Caleb?
Because basketball, there's so much talent, and you only need 5 to 10 players on a roster. Football, you need 70 to 100. It's going to depend a lot more on the talent in your region. You can't just go pick out 70 to 100 players across the country. Okay. Georgia is loaded with talent in Atlanta. That doesn't mean Tennessee can't ever beat Georgia. Tennessee can beat Georgia, and Tennessee at times can be a better program than Georgia. But I've said this, if you had AI head coaches at every school and they made all the best decisions at every school, Georgia would permanently be a top three school. And Tennessee would permanently probably be about a top 10 to 12 school.
Okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sounds like to me, you're saying that unless Georgia hires a Donnan or a Doff, that there's no way that Tennessee can ever compete with Georgia on a regular basis. I think that is incredibly defeatist. And I'm going to tell you why after I tell you about Apex Apparel Group Design. Apex Apparel Group Design. With your business, 15% off your first order if you tell them Off the Hook Sports send you. And it's called Tyler at 865-919-3001, yourapexapparelgroup.com, yourapexapparelgroup.com, or go to orderapexapparelgroup.com right down below. Call Tyler at 865-919-3001, 865-919-3001. So you can just never catch Georgia if they have a great coach. Would you have said that about Nick Saban when he's two championships deep? Caleb Calhoun, you just can't catch Nick Saban, because it sure seemed like Tennessee was about to catch Nick Saban in 2009 when they almost upset him at home, if not for Terrence Cody. It sure seemed like Tennessee was going to be able to play with Alabama for the foreseeable future. Now we all know what happened, but if Lane Kiffin stays at Tennessee, are they not winning some football games against Alabama in that streak? Is Josh Heupel not that type of coach that can upset a Kirby Smart from time to time?
No, he can. I never said he can't. He absolutely can, but Georgia's a permanently better job. Put it this way, Michigan's won three straight against Ohio State, but Dave, Ohio State is a permanently better place to coach than Michigan. It's a permanently better job than Michigan. Always will be. And by the way, Nick Saban was a rare breed, because Georgia's a permanently better job than Alabama. But yes, when you get a coach like Nick Saban, that's the great equalizer. But Dave, how often is there a home run hire on his face the minute he's hired, the way you get Alabama got with Nick Saban in 2007? That never happens, right? You hired a national. It's Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, and maybe if a school now hired Jim Harbaugh. That's the only time where they could be a great equalizer against a school that's a permanently better job. Georgia's a permanently better job than Tennessee right now. That does not mean Tennessee can't beat Georgia and upset them from time to time. It also doesn't mean, by the way, that, look, Kirby Smart, we're underselling. Things could come undone with Kirby Smart. Credit to him for getting Jaden Rashada. There is a discipline issue at Georgia right now, and that can undo a program really, really fast, can it not? And so, because in 2001, Tennessee was one of the top five jobs in America, and Fulmer was in one of the top five positions in America, and he let the discipline run amok, and that caused serious problems going down the road. And it's why Mark Richt was able to start to wall off the state of Georgia a lot more. And we don't know what's going to happen long term, but right now, yeah, Georgia's a permanently better job. And I think that all things being equal, it's a better job. That doesn't mean things can change. I think what stands out about this is just too, I keep going back to it. You've covered a lot of quarterbacks that have come. You've covered a lot of quarterback competitions, Dave. People are typically, the mentally tougher quarterbacks are the ones who go to commit where they know they're going to have to compete for the job, right? That it's not promised to them.
Yes. I go by the Peyton Manning rule. The Peyton Manning rule, you may or may not know this, he wouldn't go to a school that had a quarterback committed the year before him, but he was fine with competing with five other quarterbacks the year of him. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Which is why I go by the other side of that is the Brian Brohm rule. Brian Brohm, remember, was looking at Tennessee, and then they got Brent Schaefer and Eric Gange, and he said, I don't want to compete, so he went to Louisville, and that's why he never made anything of himself, because he was mentally weak. And all due respect to Jeff Brohm, who is now coaching, obviously, at Louisville, but yes, I think that's why he ended up going to Louisville. Whatever you want to say about Eric Gange and Brent Schaefer had some head case issues, but he was mentally tough. Is that fair to say? He was confident. He was just a head case.
Confident when times are going good. I think you see, like, if somebody's truly confident when times go bad, and times went bad, and when they went bad, they spiraled out of control. So I couldn't call him fundamentally sound. Is that the best way of putting it?
Fair enough. I just respected him for the fact that he willingly committed to Tennessee when Eric Gange was coming too, and he didn't mind competing for the job.
I think that was strong. I think there are times that guys don't even know who else is committed, though. Okay. I mean, I think you and I, there are times we know the class better than some other guys. I've asked, now, not quarterbacks, I'll give you that, but I've asked defensive linemen, what about this defensive line class? I'm like, who else is committed? By the way, Tennessee's pretty proud. They've already got an announcement out. The Vols welcome Ohio State transfer Felix Akpara. University of Tennessee head men's basketball coach Rick Barnes announced Thursday the signing of forward Felix Akpara, a transfer from Ohio State. They're quick to get that out. One of the nation's premier rim protectors, Akpara will join the Volunteers in 2024-2025 with 2 years of college remaining. How big is that, especially after the Vols wanted Dalton Kinect back so badly for one more year, and who wouldn't? The fact that Okpara has 2 years remaining, is that a big factor, or is he going to the NBA after year one anyway?
No, it's a big factor. He's not going to the NBA after 1 year. He's got a lot of developing to do. If he does, it's I think this is another Rick Barnes is like, fine, if Jonas Adu is not mentally tough to take some heat on Twitter and still be developed by me, I'll go get another guy who is of his profile and I can develop him. And
I do find it interesting. Do you find it interesting that Tennessee's quick to get a release out about it? I feel like they want that known. They don't want this to be something that's just speculated on. They want this to be news, and this hits, and I think it certainly helps, right?
Yeah, it absolutely helps. I think the fact that they would get this out now, they had this in the works for a couple of days, I think. And I think, again, Rick Barnes knows who he's going after in the transfer portal more than he does on the recruiting trail.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.